生命的工作，一直在我们的心里必须的当中，要讲的欢乐悲欢，在这些没有吗？就在你的里面蒙受你期待的出现的那些事情，就我可以仰望你，就我等候你的，是在感谢祷告奉靠我主耶稣基督的名。
早晨我们请翻到《生命记》第6章。
不对，《生命记》是，是这个呀？哦，是这个。
16:13，你把禾场的谷、酒榨的酒收藏以后，就要守住棚节的纪律。守节的时候，你和你的儿女，既爱你棚节的地位人，以及寄居的与孤儿寡妇，都要欢乐。在耶和华所选择的地方，你当向耶和华你的神守节纪律。因为耶和华你神在一切的土产上和你手里所干的事上要赐福于你，你会非常的欢乐。你一切的男丁要在除酵节、七夕节、祝棚节一年三次在耶和华你神所选择的地方朝见他，都不可空手朝见。
And you shall rejoice in your peace. You and your sons and your daughters, and your male and female servants, at every time, every stranger, and the orphans, and the widows who are in your town. 7 days, you shall celebrate the feast of the Lord your God, which is a place where you serve your Jesus, because the Lord your God will bless you in all your journeys and in all the work of your hands, so that you will be altogether joyful. 3 times in the year, all of your males shall appear before the Lord your God in the place which he chooses, at the feast of unleavened bread, and at the feast of wheat, and at the feast of the food. And they shall not appear before the Lord empty handed.
我们再读利未记23:39。利未记23:39。好，我们一起来读。你们收藏了地的出产，就从7月15日起，要守耶和华的节期日，第一日为圣安息，第8日也为圣安息。第一日要拿美好树上的果子和松树上的枝子和茂密树的枝条并禾塘的有枝，在耶和华你们神的面前欢乐七日。每年7月间要向耶和华守这节七日，认为你们世世代代永远的秘密。好，我们就到这里，再见，祷告。主，感谢你，主啊，能够让我们在早晨聚在你的面前。主，我们感谢你，啊，你过了在这一年当中，你在各样的事情上带领我们。
Thank you all the guidance in the past year that you have
for us. 经过了顺利的环境，也经过了艰难的环境。但是我们看见你在我们身上，你。彰显你自己的慈爱和信
实。As we see your faithfulness, you are mercy.
因此，我们 在这个年终的时候，愿意一同把感谢的
三个三分钟辛苦的时间，
我们的心意老师对着这些话呢，让我们看见让我们身上的心意，让我们知道在新的日子里我们将如何来竭力追求来认识我们。
Let us to pursue and to long for
you.
We pray the following time in
our hands.
We pray in the name of the Lord.
每年到这个时候，总会有弟兄姊妹有问一个问题，这个问题就是说，基督徒应不应该过圣诞节？
Each time that
it's
here at this time, some people will ask this question.
Does
Christian celebrate Christmas? I want to answer
if
people ask you,
does
Christian celebrate Christmas?
Many people think, of course, we don't celebrate Christmas because Christmas is
of course, we will say yes, of course, because Christmas is to celebrate the birth of our Lord. Some Christians say that Christians should not celebrate Christmas. They have their reasons.
为什么有的基督徒觉得基督徒不应该过圣诞节？
Why some say that Christians should not celebrate Christmas?
这个圣诞节不是基督教的。
Because Christmas is not a tradition of Christianity.
因为从那个君士坦丁，这个皇帝把基督教当做国教以后。
Since the emperor Constantine made Christian as the national religion.
所以整个罗马帝国人必须相信基督教。
And the entire empire of Rome.Romans will have to be Christian. Because the emperor said so, no one did not dare not to be Christian.
So all the people in the Roman Empire
became Christians. So all the people in the Roman Empire became Christians.
So many people in the Roman Empire became Christians.
And even pagans become Christians.
因此就把异教的风俗和习惯都带到基督教里面来了。
So they bring the customs from the pagans went into the Christianity.
其中一个异教的风俗呢，就是圣诞节。
And one of the customs is Christmas.
圣诞节原来是异教徒他们在这个太阳神的生日欢乐的一天。
And Christmas is when one of the celebrating days from their God of Sun.
因此呢，在那一天呢，他们就有特别的庆祝的这样的一个节日。
And that they have a special celebration.
他们变成基督徒以后呢，他们就把那个节日呢改成来庆祝耶稣的诞辰。
When they convert to Christian, they change that.
至于圣诞树和交换礼物呢，这也都是从那个异教里面带进来的。
And for Christmas tree and exchange gifts is all from that pagan
custom. 因此，有一些政府知道了这件事情以后呢，他们就觉得我们不应该过圣诞。
So after some things find out this, they say, "Oh, we should not celebrate."
还有一些政府认为。这个主耶稣根本不是十二月二十五是降生的。
Some Christians they know that our Lord Jesus was not born on December 25.
我们主耶稣的降生的日子啊，很可能是在主恐节。
And then the birth of our Lord most likely will be on the festival of the Booths.
我们怎么知道主耶稣是在祝棚节前后降生的呢？
How do we know our Lord was born around the festival?
圣经上好像没有明确说主耶稣降生是在哪一天。
But it didn't tell us what exactly the day the Lord was born.
但是从圣经里面我们可以知道， Throughout
the Bible, we can tell is the principle of that was our Lord born.
这种食物啊，就把神在我们人身上的那个心意呢长出来。
So
let's see the different
other spiritual meaning of this four
plants. One is the palm branches.
Why is it called
branches?
Why do they have to?
Branches in the spiritual meaning represent what?
And what is the spiritual meaning of the palm branches?
In the Bible.九十二篇十二节告诉我们，他说了，义人要发旺如棕树。
In Psalm 90, it says the righteous will be prosperous
as a palm branch. 然后我们知道，启示录的时候，在启示录的时候，我看到有144,000人一同聚集在一起。
And in the book of Revelation, we see there were 144,000 people gathered
together. 他们聚集在广阔和高
阳面前。They stood before the throne and the Lamb. They were white robes. And they were holding the palm branches.
如果你还记得的话，比如说，进耶路撒冷的时候。
If you remember when the
first
entered Jerusalem,
有很多人接他。
And many people were welcome.
他们还说和善呐，和善的共主啊，也是应当尊重的。
And then they shout, Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed is the one who is the Lord's
son. 他们就把棕树枝就放在地上。
And then they
place
the palm branches onto the floor.
这个棕树枝就代表神的公义。
And then the palm branches represent the righteousness of God.
神的人有神的公义，一同才能发旺。
The righteous because of the righteousness from God, then they will come.
因为神的供应是能够
证
实他们非常白
衣。
因为神的供应才能够迎接君王的降临。
No, we can welcome our King's second coming because of the righteousness of God.
因此，我们的圣徒要有一个认识，神在人身上有一个心意，就是要通过供应来成功完成成功的事。
That God has power, that
in
all these people will overcome through His grace. God hopes that everyone will become righteous.
Everyone
will become overcomers. We can know all
the time
that
God
has
spread His grace over the world.
And that is what palm branches.
那个万物艺术的书，那个万物艺术代表什么呢？那个万物艺术呢，在其他的地方呢，是翻译成分子流苏。
And the
myrtle
tree
in the other place is translated into. 这个分子流苏代表什么呢
？What is the myrtle tree represent?
在以赛亚书里面呢，有提到这个翻身的书。
In Book of Zechariah,
it mentions the myrtle tree. 在这
以赛亚书
里面翻身的书本中呢，是这样说的。
And then in Book of
Zechariah,
Isaiah says,
他说原来你们是这个
吉
利亚。
And then you were like
thorn. 但是呢，神要让这个翻身的树呢长出来，代替那个吉利。
God will replace.By the
myrtle
tree.
And it will become
the fruit of God's eternity.
Our natural man is like
my mother.
That's
because
we're just
God.
And
it will become the myrtle tree.
When the Israelites
hold the myrtle branches. They were reminded that they were just like
storms.
Without God's grace, we're
重大事情啊，神在旷野里面要种下这个甘心榕树。
In the wilderness, God will plant the
mango
tree.
And then
actually, in the wilderness,
in
the
sand,
only the storm can grow. But God will cause the wilderness.
第三种树枝呢，是禾旁的柳枝。
The third plant is the wheel branches.
那么这个呢，什么呢
？What is the wheel branches represent?
我们这个诗人曾经写过这么一句话。
We know one of the authors of song.
就是那些人被掳到巴比伦之后。
After they were captured by Babylon.
他们就在巴比伦的河边就坐下了。
And then they sat down at the river bank.
他们想到齐腰就哭了。他们把齐呢就放在那里的柳树上。那齐呢，在以色列人的当中啊，是用来敬拜神的。
The harvest used
to create the priest's harvest for Israel. 那他们已经没有到巴比伦，但是没有敬拜神的机会。
But they have captured the longest, there's no chance. If you write order, why are you talking?
他释放他的百姓回归到他面前的时候，只有人民来拯救他的百姓。
When these people repented, God will save the believers.
公义和怜悯是神所说的两个工具。
Another two tools of God in His hand.
公义和怜悯来制作神的百姓，让神的百姓有一天能够为神而活。
God works with these people by His righteousness and.
所以当时你的告诉你的圈就安慰我。你的告诉是你的公义。你的告诉是你的
怜
悯。当你的告诉和他的告诉的时候，你要来祝福我的时候。
所
以我们这个人在地上能够真正的安慰主人。
就
是三个数字的方法。什么东西有的原理，还有啥能让我们成为万有数字？然后第四呢，就是美好树上的果子。
The fourth one is the fruit of the tree of beautiful tree.
这个字呢，中文呢就翻成美好的树上的果子。
And in Chinese we call the fruit of the tree
of beautiful. 那么这个字呢，在圣经其他的地方呢，它是做别的翻译的。
But in Bible, it translates other words.
有的时候翻译成尊贵。
Sometimes it is honor.
有的时候翻译成威严。
And sometimes it is honor.
这个字呢，表示是尊贵的，也表示是威严的。
And it contains with honor and respect.
这弟兄姊妹们，只有神是尊贵的，只有神是威严的。
But this is only God is majesty and honor.
但神在人身上有一个荣耀的心意。
But God has a glory.
就是让我们这些蒙恩的人，有一天成为一个尊贵、很威严的国子。
It's for the people like us, one day will become the fruit of the honor and the
majesty. 但怎么可能成为一个尊贵和威严的国子呢
？And how can we like us become honor and majesty?
我们不过是积极和吉利就是了。
We are a wind of storm.
因此，人必须要为主而活。
So we have to live for
the Lord. Only a person who lives for the Lord can be and become a
fruit of majesty
and honor. This person who lives for the Lord can be and become a fruit of majesty and honor. And how can we live for the Lord? It depends on the
working of the Lord by His righteousness.
所以神的公义和义好像是摇下两个手。这个摇下这两个手呢，能够把这个做成这么一个瓶子。这就是能够让我们看见人生各处的历史。你是不是好像这个窑匠手中的那个瓶子
？Israel is
like the vessel in that heart. 是这样，因为他们历史上的就是公义和怜悯的试错。
They got a work on
the side,
like righteousness.
那心里就要成为一个尊贵、成威严的国。
And God covers this knowledge, of making them into the fruit of honor and.
这就是祝同学那个告诉我们的诚心。
That is the purpose that I believe.
这是通过我们今天每一个人身上的那个心。
This is God's heart desire for all of us.
那我们怎么样记住呢
？How do we enter into it?
我们知道这个神的心意是这样，应该怎么记住呢
？We know that person how to enter.
在祝同学有两个仪式。
There's two ceremonies in
the
我们在这句话也可以看见。
这
样的一句话告诉我们如何进入他的心里。
How do you enter into
the process?
The first
of all is the pour water. So the
pour water
is also called the pour water. So the pour water is also called the pour water. So the pour water is also called the pour
water.In the
biggest
day, the high priest will do one thing.
He will
carry a pitcher
go
to the pool of the
Siloam.
And then he will have
oil
water from the pool of Siloam.
然后呢，大祭司就带着那个瓶子呢，就在回到圣殿。
Then the high priest will go back to the temple
with
the pitcher.
然后把那个水呢倒在祭坛前面的一个盆子。
And he will pour water into the basin before the altar.
这个是当时一个很重要的一个仪式。
This is a very important ceremony.
并且当祭司在做这件事的时候呢，他要读一些圣经。
And among the high priest students, we have to read one Bible.
他要读以赛亚书十二章第十三节。
And he will read the book of Isaiah chapter
那两份经就是这样说的：走到那日，起立说耶和华，我要称谢，因为你这人向我发怒，你的怒气却很伤。看哪、啊，神是我的拯救，我要依靠他，并不惧怕，因为主耶和华是我的力量，是我的诗歌，他也成了我的拯救。所以你们必从救恩的泉源欢然取水。
He will say, I will give thanks to you, O Lord, for thou you were angry with me. Your anger turned away, and then you comfort me. How may God give my salvation? I will trust in the Lord, not be afraid. For the Lord God is my strength.He has become my salvation. Say, surely you will draw water from the wells of salvation.
There is a guy, Nay, you're too long here, you're too long here, you know. I'm Jesus, send that to the business, you know. There is a little bit of a little bit
of a little bit of a little bit of a little bit of a little bit of a little bit of a little bit of a little bit of a little bit of a little bit of a little bit of a little bit of a little bit
他说：“人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。信我的人，就如今上所说，从他腹中要流出活水来。”How
strange was our departure? The one who believes in me, and he will have a water in
him, like living fire. 然后约翰解释说：“因为说这话是指信他的人要受圣灵的。”
And then John explained
it.
This is regards to people who believe in the Lord and the Christ.
But here we can see very clearly
the
way
to
enter the presence
of God.
We
will draw
water
from the well of
salvation.弟兄姊妹，今天我们每一个人在这个旷野行走的时候，在旷野行走最重要的一件事，就是要能够取水。
And then today, while we walk in the wilderness, very important thing is to have water.
虽然我们知道我们的目的是
下南地，we know our destination is
但是如果在旷野没有水的话，如何能够进到迦南地？因此，现在我们知道，要知道我们的目的是在
哪里。Now, we have to know
that where is our destination. 在旷野行走的时候，必须要能够取水。
We have to draw water from
You also need to know how to do it. Let's see what kind of deal
we have. Even though we have a lot of them, we can walk in the wilderness and then we can walk in our into the promised
land. So you know how to do it.
And the Lord works very clear.
I want you to know how to do it.
And tell them how to get water.
I want you to know how to do it. You will come
to me if you are thirsty. I'm going to
see you.
When it happens in such a big light,
他来提醒这个人，当然你们在二轮行走的时候，这个晚上是有一种火柱来带领你。
When they walk into the wilderness, it is the pillar of fire.
Now, when they come into the
wilderness,
we see the
wilderness.
And
then
when
they walk into the wilderness, the first thing they need water.
And the
second
thing is, where are we going?
Because
this is
not
only the water. Because this is
not only the water. And 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 not only the water.
第一次神还是用云柱或者用火柱来引导他们。
God
guided them by a pillar of fire and a
pillar
of fire. 我们知道人物也是下来。We know of that nature. 那种
因为人
在行动的时候，我就需要知道这个方法在哪里。
这是我们社会的实际的问题。
那时候我们经过死荫在幽谷的时候，我们今天 边选他。
To go through the valley of the
dead,
the shadow,
we will
follow
him.
This is not called, this is not called
follow the Lord. 但是无论朝阳往哪里去，我们都要跟随他。
We follow the Lord is where every animal
will follow. 如果你
坚
持你跟随主的话，你
truly will follow the Lord.
有的时候要付出代价的。
Sometimes you have to pay
price. 但是当你付了代价以后，你发现你就有光。
The only sun where you have the light.
You have the light. You have
the light.
You have the light.
And the final light is the result by following
the
light.
You have the light. You have the light.
And then the person says, now,
when do
you follow the
light? You have the light. You have the light. You have the light. You have the light. You have the light.
Only as a person who willing to pay a price, and then you will find the light. You will find a way when you walk in the wilderness. Because there is a pillar of fire, and they have a pillar of fire.
This is the second ceremony.
That is a
second
ceremony.
This is very
ancient
to the Sumerians. This is how we walk
in the wilderness.How do we walk in the wilderness?
这是我们今天最需要的两件事情。
This is what we must have.
第一个我们需要有水。
Must have persons, we must have water.
第二个是我们需要有光。
Second, we must have light.
我们到我们需要来到主面前，用信心来取水。
We know we have come before the Lord to draw water by faith.
因此我们在我们生活的当中每一天，我们需要有这个取水。
During our day of life, we need to have a reality to follow.
另外，我们需要有这个跟随主的时期。
Another one is we have to have a reality to follow.
这跟随主不是有时跟随，有时候不跟随。
When we follow him, now we follow him sometimes, sometimes we walk away.
跟随主是无论他往哪里去，我们都要跟随。
To follow the Lord is where everyone goes.
如果你有这么一次的机会，你是不能再任何接触的话。你会发现你的生命里面就有光。你读圣经的时候有光吗？你读圣经的时候你里面有光吗？这个光是何等宝贵！这个光不是从知识而来的。这个光也不是从学习什么事情得来的。
This is not by learning
something. 这个光是因为你付了代价来跟随主，你得来的。
You receive this
light
by paying the price.
也就是说，我是世界的光，跟从我的就不再依赖那种必要得到真理的光。
Oh,
We have to return to our faith.
因为只有在主的面前，只有在信心的里面，我们可以在救恩的泉源欢然取水。
So only before God, in faith, we can
draw
water from the well of
salvation.
So we will have life available to enable us to walk. After we have this life, we will have life.
Because there are many
people
who need
light.
Because
we must have light
and
walk into it. This light
is from where?
From
where?
And then
by getting it from falling, you know, there's no life for
pressing
the apple. The meaning is that, follow the apple, follow the apple. So, in our life, we have to
practice.
Follow God in everything. And then even in the past, we have to be
fast.
When we are willing to pay the price, we will find out that we don't have enough.
This is what we
have to do. And then we have to
learn.
Okay, now we have to learn how to do this. And then our
learning on earth.
一方面是信心的
问题。Why do we have to learn faith?
一方面呢是信心。
Another one is faith.
所以我们就是说到了信仰这
个。So some is that we have to obey and trust God.
这是我们圣徒的一个基本条件。
And that is our basic practice.
如果我们的生活里面，我们常常发现信心和圣
徒。If we exercise our faith and obedience.
就好像这个聪明的童女把这个油摆在你的前面。
It is like the wine virgin that they have the oil.
如果我们在地上不操练信心，不操练顺服的话
，If we do not access our obedience and faith,
我们那个瓶子里面是没有油的。
Our vessel has no oil.
因为这个号角吹响了以后
，When the trumpet sounds,
我们醒来以后呢，发现那个瓶子里面没有油。
When we come, we see our lamps empty.
And then
they have no time for
to go by. Because
at that time,
因此，当我们里面有油的时候，我们就不担心这个号角吹响。
When we have oil in the lamp, we will not worry about when it's on.
不但我们不担心他的会不会上，我们会盼望碰到下回也可以讲。
Only we are not worried about it, and then we will hope that the trumpet will sound earlier.
每一个等候主来的都是里面有一个人。 Thank you.